Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey-o, it's Pat Boyle in for Mraz, Mraz and Bogus, yet again in for DA here on this Feel Good Friday. And on the Best of the DA show, the Nuggets steamroll the Heat to take game one. Plus, your best audio of the day and sound check, including a discussion on Maggie and Perloff from yesterday about boneless wings versus chicken nuggets, and then about drinking breast milk. Also, Emmanuel Barbari is stunned to a news. It's a Target demo Friday, and your epic fail. It's the Best of the DA show. What better way to start your weekend? It's now.
Game one of the NBA Finals in a best of seven series in the Mile High City. Altitude alert. The Denver Nuggets come out strong. They come out fast. And dare I say, bored us to a 104-93 win, in which the Heat didn't necessarily let go at any point. It was just close enough throughout the whole game that the Nuggets had to keep the foot on the gas. But in the end, the Nuggets prevail. Nuggies. They get that home court advantage. They win game one. And now we are left to ask, will this be a short series? Or is that more about Miami just being winded after that seven-game series? It's where we begin. Your cold open.
Adebayo has it. He's at the elbow. Guarded by Nikola Jokic. He gets to the dotted line. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, Joker. And there's a triple-double from Nikola Jokic, the second player in NBA history to debut in the NBA Finals with a triple-double. Jamal Murray across the timeline. Shot clock is turned off. Miami's not going to foul. 7 seconds left to go on the Mile High City. Denver's going to win game number one of the NBA Finals. There's the horn.
We're up 1-0. That's great, but we have to close games out. We're up 21 to start that fourth quarter, and they open up with a quick 8-0 run. Turnover, layup. We miss a few open shots against the zone, give up some threes. So in the finals, man, you can't pick and choose when you want to play. We got to play much closer to 48 minutes.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Jason Kosmicki. I got screwed it up. It used to be Kosmicki. What is it now?
Well, it's always been Kosmicki. We thought it was Kosmicki, but it's Kosmicki, like Kos the old field in Chicago.
Kosmicki. On Nuggets Radio. And that voice, of course, Michael Malone postgame. Okay, so a couple takeaways. First of all, Nikola Jokic was awesome. He becomes the second player ever to record a triple-double in his NBA Finals debut. Billy Jocolo, do you know since who?
You threw me off here. I actually don't.
All right. Jason Kidd with the Nets.
Oh, yeah, that's
Jason Kidd with the Nets.
Has Billy had one answer for you when you've gone to him over the last 3 days?
No, but I like that bit.
Yeah.
I like the bit. So anyway, Jason Kidd is the first, and now Nikola Jokic is the second player to ever do that. 104-93. I kind of like the feeling of a low-scoring NBA Finals game. You know me, nostalgia, 90s, all of that. But I wouldn't say a lot of this was about great defense. There was a lot of missed shots. I mean, the Heat just kept chucking and kept missing. The bottom line is this, though, and you heard Malone post-game, he was right. The Nuggets built a couple big leads in this game, and every time they did, the Heat did have a run, but the Heat just didn't have enough wind in their sails to ever pull this really close 6-5, anything. It got to within 9 with, what, 3 minutes or change left in that fourth quarter, and you knew kind of the game was over, and every time the Heat got just close enough to make it interesting, Jokic would come down, and basically he would either have the big assist or he would have the big basket, and the lead would be back up to 14 like that. That game was flat out boring, but not if you're a Nugget fan. And I think I like that the Heat showed a little punch, a little fight. The game never got to the point where it had to coast. But at the same time, that is about the easiest 11-point win in terms of feel a Nugget team could have. And I really don't know, Bogus. They could have been tired, the Heat, and it would have been totally understanding. Maybe the thin air played a... It certainly felt like it with the missed shots early in that game, that the thin air was a big difference. But, man, if I see more of this in game two, I don't know how you feel confident that this series goes beyond 5 games.
The altitude matters. The hangover from the Celtics series matters. But I think what mattered most last night is the Nuggets are just better. They're just better. And Aaron Gordon's a matchup problem. We knew that already.
He hit his over on his point prop in the first quarter.
Right. Max Strus, now to the extreme, went back to being... the relative unknown Max Strus. Caleb Martin cooled off for a night.
He's still in Boston.
The one thing we demanded out of the Heat was get Bam Adebayo going, and he had remarkable 26 and 13 double-double, and it did not matter at all.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up Bam, because he just gets off to a fast start. I saw our guy Tommy Topspin tweet up Boyle looking for his parlay plays yesterday, and he was all over the under on 17. I've started to do too much gambling here, but you know, it was just part of it. And I saw that and said, damn, that's a juicy number to go under on. Bam basically had 16 by early in the second quarter, and that was cooked. Bam played really well yesterday. And, who did we have on yesterday? Who did we talk to yesterday?
Gerald Brown from Sirius XM NBA Radio.
And I asked Gerald Brown specifically about Bam Adebayo. And he had talked about how, you know, if you're asking him to basically be the true center, just lining up and drilling with Jokic, you're going to have problems. The Heat got him out in space. It was a different kind of game. There wasn't a lot of banging in the paint last night, so to speak. That, like, the lanes were kind of free. But Bam Adebayo played loose, played fast. And I almost wonder if the Nuggets realized, that, hey, let Bam eat. Because the more possessions you're having Bam do his little hook shots and everything else underneath is less possessions that you're allowing the three-point shooters of the Heat to get hot. And truly, you know, that is the path for the Miami Heat to win games in the series is be lights out. Duncan Robinson, Caleb Martin, Strus from three. All those possessions that go from 2 points from Bam to 3 points somewhere else. Well, guess what? That's how you add up and a game could go from an 11-point game to a 2-point game real quick. And maybe that's the key to success. Just let Bam eat. The more Bam buckets, the less three happens. And I don't know. That could just be a one-game thing. Maybe it had nothing to do with the Nuggets for playing. Somebody better X's and O's wise would have to answer that. But Bam getting going was a good sign for Miami. But at the same time, maybe that's not how the Heat are going to be at their best in the series.
Yeah, I would absolutely argue that Bam taking 25 shots, which he did last night, is not the best formula for the Heat.
No.
Because they need those other guys. Now, things are different if those guys are hitting some early threes, which they are not. I think game two's box score look a little more like the way the Heat wanted to look, but it might still not add up to a win. They were certainly they wanted Bam to take jumpers, so he had room to operate with that cushion. He still got himself to the rim, hit the short shots, and you're right. When he shoots and he scores, that's better in general for the Nuggets than one of those guys knocking down threes or Jimmy Butler getting going early and having all of a sudden a 30-40 point game.
And Bam, by the way, 0 trips to the free throw line last night.
Well, the team took 2.
Right. This is a big issue. The Heat not drawing any fouls. Well, I mentioned Bam because if you're going to have 26 points and be a center, you would think some driving into the lane, some N1 opportunities would happen. I mean, if you score 26 points as a center and don't take one trip to the line, I think you're kind of doing it wrong.
Yeah, and I don't even know how to explain 2 free throws as a team.
Yeah.
In general, I don't remember seeing many calls that are like, oh, that's a foul. I mean, I think it was the normal course of missed calls in the game.
It was just a clean game.
And it was just them being unaggressive and them taking a lot of good looks, open looks, and missing them. But without driving, without attacking the rim, you're not going to get to the free throw line. 2 still seems like you should just accidentally get more than 2 in any game, let alone a finals game. But that's another thing they have to adjust for game 2. They've got to be more aggressive. They've got to find contact. They got to get to the rim and get the easy free points.
Yeah, and I don't want to be hot takey game one guy.
You don't want to get in a shower, turn the hot water on, open up your phone, and record a hot take?
Look, because the easy thing to do today is radio.
What's that called, by the way? Hot water, hot take? What's that segment called?
I forget. Ryan Hickey's stupid thing where he's in the shower and his small chest hair is coming out. The bottom line is you're going to see a game one win like that. And I know I kind of started with this. I hate doing the general, the series is over, the series is over. My holding out hope if I want a long series is that this is one game for the Miami Heat off a seven-game series, 2 days now to collect themselves more in Denver, give you a better effort, hit your shots in game two, and maybe we get that, and maybe you push. But Denver remains 9-0 at home. I have a hard time truly imagining that changes here in game two.
Yeah, I don't see it. Like I said yesterday to Gerald Brown, my first thought from the final horn in Boston was Nuggets in five. Then I was like, well, Nuggets in six, which would require winning the series in Miami. But just thinking the Heat would have a little more pushback. Last night might have me leaning back towards Nuggets in five.
I agree. Because
they're just better. They're just better. They're the best team in the NBA. They keep showing it. Jeff Van Gundy said it. Jokic didn't make a bad mistake last night. Every pass was to the correct guy, the open guy. They played a nearly flawless game, except for the handful of times they let Miami creep back in and make it a little bit interesting. But otherwise, I mean, that was them on all cylinders off of 10 days of rest. I just don't know how Miami can beat them more than twice to extend this series any deeper and make it that dicey for them.
855-212-4227. The number again is 855-212-4CBS. You can call us 855. I just gave the number twice. You can tweet at us at MirazCBS, at Andrew Bogus. Today's a target demo Friday. DA on CBS Quotes has given us a target demo. Mean we will release that Kraken a little bit later on. We'll get that going. But, you know, give your thoughts. Is the NBA Finals, you know, basically already destined to be over? One note, selfishly, piggishly, and only because we mentioned this yesterday, how about an NBA Finals game being over by 10:45 p.m. Eastern?
And even more than that, like, it was unofficially over well before that.
But
that was nice, too.
To that point, Bogues, and we wake up really, really early, all right? I'm not complaining like some other professions might complain. We wake up really early.
It feels like you're complaining, but okay.
No, because I want to tell you this. I felt more of a no-problem obligation to stay up to the final buzzer and even catch a little on-court interview with Jokic there after the game because the game's not ended at midnight, essentially. 10:45 Eastern. Now, again, probably that'll be on the earlier side based on the fact that free throws just didn't happen and no stoppages, but I thought it was beautiful, beautiful watching that game start a little earlier for us old folk that get up early.
And it actually started early. I was worried game one of the finals, extra pomp and circumstance. Yeah. Are we going to be, but we were pretty close to 8:30.
I'll give you one more that bothered me. And I know it's happened in recent years, but I kind of was under the assumption of, well, how many times do we need to see the Warriors do this? We need to go back to showing the lineups and the starting lineup stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's the NBA Finals.
At least in game one. It's like opening day in baseball. They introduce the entire team. You got to show me this.
Part of the reason you go to an opener, a season opener, isn't just to watch a game and you're excited. You want the pomp and circumstance. You want to see, you know, here come, like you said, baseball, the intros and all of that stuff. On TV, all right, we used to do it for NBA playoff games back in the day on NBC. Now, then we just went to the NBA Finals. Oh, right, Lakers fans. And it used to get me fired up for the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the music playing, you see like the video going. And now it's like we got to squeeze in every YouTube TV ad. This has happened for a couple years in a row, but I really was holding out hope last night. You know what? Fresh blood, Denver. We've never seen a finals in Denver. I got none of that last night. Come on, man.
Were they even on? Was it because I got there as the game was starting, thanks to some Little League action last night.
Like I watched a half an hour before because I wanted to see everything.
So even like, were they talking over the intros at any point? Were they
commercials? Straight commercials during the intro. So you got the anthem.
Yes, which I heard was really good, and I love Nathaniel Ratliff.
I didn't know who that was. It was like I was sitting down grabbing another steamed dumpling as that was going off.
Mm-hmm.
So you got all of that. Then, you know, basically they come back from break and you see the five starters doing the, you know, grabbing their legs and stretching thing.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, we totally blew over the intros.
Yeah, that's too bad.
It's the NBA Finals. I know we have to squeeze every single dollar out of the broadcasting. Give me the pomp and circumstance.
And you know when those are coming. There's a full
right.
run every minute scheduled, so you could build your commercial breaks.
I hate that.
We got to be back here at 8:27 to show the lineups.
It's part of it. Could you imagine not seeing your team run on the field if they were in the Super Bowl and you were watching on TV? And the NFL is the biggest pigs of them all.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't. I probably only would have gotten mad after you were mad about it. I might have not realized in the moment that I missed them running on the field.
Yeah, but that's part of it.
But it is part of it, yes.
Not everybody's in the building last night. If you're a Nugget fan at home and you haven't experienced this ever and you couldn't buy the tickets last night, don't you want to see Jokic get introduced and Murray get introduced?
Although the petty Patriot hater in me gets bothered now when just the full unit runs out.
I do, too. I like the player intros.
Give me the player intro.
Right, Ray Lewis used
We're
to come out and dance.
Team.
Yeah, so stupid. Belichick ruined that, too.
Presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right, no pain, no gain. DA Show, CBS Sports Radio. Noah Syndergaard. God, come on.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pat Boyle writes, Noah Syndergaard got his nips lit up like a Christmas tree yet again on Wednesday.
And that's correct.
And afterwards told reporters he would give up his hypothetical firstborn child in order to pitch well again.
It really sucks. Like right now, I just feel like I'm the only weakest link on this team. I'd give my hypothetical firstborn to be the old me again. I'll do everything possible to get back to that.
Get lost. First of all, your children, even if they're unborn, should come above anything else, Noah. And you're going to learn that.
Well, not NFL Sundays. But anyway, other than that, don't give up your kids.
Yeah, come on. Also, it's part of life. You suck sometimes. Or you end up losing it. We all get older, and you lose it.
Well, and you're also talking to 1 to 5 New Yorkers, and Syndergaard took the easy way out, went to the Angels, then went to the Phillies, didn't want to pitch against the Mets when he came back here. Now he's a Dodger. There's very little sympathy in these parts for a struggling Thor.
But at one point, he was an opening day starter, an electric starter. I mean, I tell you, Noah's arc has been something else.
Moving on, it's time for the Maggie and Perloff portion of the show. All right, earmuffs, Sean. Emmanuel, there's a rule that Greg Caserta, and Emmanuel Barbari is doing updates this morning. There's a rule that Greg Caserta completely ignored yesterday and fueled the nonsense. Sean's puns are not funny.
That one was funny.
You are not allowed to laugh at them. I would suggest not even acknowledging them, but in no way are we going to support, influence positively. There's nothing good about them.
The smile was unwarranted then.
Yeah. Just that your role is to ignore them like they weren't even said.
Sounds good.
Maggie and Perloff giving us not one but two clips to bounce off, and shockingly, they're mostly about Sean. That never happens. Yesterday, Andrew Perloff, boneless wings, chicken nuggets, are they the same thing?
I've eaten a million nuggets in my life, but I guess you can get a boneless wing.
Yeah.
A boneless wing, which is basically a nugget.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that.
Hold on a second. I mean, there's a difference between a nugget and a boneless wing.
Yeah, we did go over that, but I think for our purposes, we're probably going to just do with the boneless wings.
Mike, you don't really think there's a difference, do you?
100%.
What?
A nugget has got a little bit more flatness of a surface. Right, it's almost it's wide and flat, whereas a boneless wing has got almost more of like a globular, circular.
I can't believe you guys have been corrupted by the boneless wing lobby.
If you go to whatever,
if you guys go to Buffalo Wild Wings and get a big order of boneless wings, I'm gonna say just go next door to McDonald's and get nuggets because that's all you're eating chicken nugget.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are. Perloff is 100% correct.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Have you ever been to Buffalo Wild Wings and gotten boneless wings?
Yes.
They are not the same as a chicken McNugget. They're fluffier, they're bigger, they got crevices. I am so tired of this lazy rhetoric people have about boneless wings being chicken nuggets. It actually now has gotten to the point where it's past being a silly argument and it's become offensive.
Okay, but you know there's such thing as a boneless wing on an animal, right?
All right. I have so had it with this take,
too. Okay.
Guys, there is some leeway here to understand what we're talking about. Yes, if you order boneless wings, we understand as a society that they are quite literally not a literal wing.
Right, they're nuggets of chicken put together.
No, they're not, because chicken nuggets are also just like chicken pieces or whatever. This is breast meat wrapped around, it's being sauced. If you put...
No.
If you went to Wendy's, McDonald's, any of these places, and you ordered their chicken nuggets,
yeah.
Chick-fil-A,
yeah.
And you just tossed them in hot sauce, those are not boneless wings.
They are.
Boneless wings are usually thicker. They're big. Like, honestly, Buffalo Wild Wings makes a better boneless wing than they do a regular wing. But it doesn't mean regular wings elsewhere are better. If you go to a restaurant and they give you chicken tenders as boneless wings,
yeah.
They're doing it wrong. There is a distinct textural difference, size difference, for sure.
Yeah, I didn't want to upstage Perloff on his own show, but that was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
They're not the same.
Guys, the only way they would be different is if the people making the boneless wings made a wing normally, took the bone out, and gave it to me all just the remaining meat. That would be a boneless wing. Otherwise, it's a nugget.
So a chicken cutlet is a chicken nugget then?
It's a big chicken nugget, 100%.
Oh, my. No, it's not, because a chicken nugget is just pieces of chicken.
And what's a boneless wing? Pieces of chicken.
Breast meat. No, it's the wing, and they take the bone out.
You think that's all just deboned?
I don't believe that. I believe it's breast meat kind of compacted into like a meatball kind of
thing. You think they're doing surgery on infinite number of wings and just giving me the remaining meat?
Yep. Boy,
that's even worse than what you think Perloff said.
Boy, I'm going to disagree with you, because part of the appeal of the boneless wing is, as I've learned, they don't regurgitate. So there's no growing wings back.
Or regenerate. They don't do either one of those.
Regenerate. I'm sorry. Regenerate. It'd be weird if they regurgitated.
Yep.
It's breast meat packed, but it's thicker. It's more circumferential.
Yep.
It's all of those things. It's not the same. Like a chicken nugget's just this flat little piece of chicken parts. A boneless wing has never been that. But because it's not literally a wing, everybody, now suddenly the only time people need to take literal adaptations when you call a boneless wing a wing.
Yeah, forget what I said.
Have you and I met before? This is not the first time I've done anything based on like reality. This is my thing.
Do me a favor. Go to McDonald's and order McNuggets.
Yeah.
Go to Buffalo Wild Wings and order boneless wings. And then you tell me that's the same thing. You're a jackass if you think that.
And also, rewind.
But you're telling me that the difference is barbecue sauce on them.
No, the difference is everything.
They're made of chicken.
No, but there's a different thickness to
it. Doesn't matter.
The texture is completely different.
I can go to 8 different burger places and get different thickness of burgers. They look different. They're still burgers.
So chicken nuggets can be 15 feet wide. I mean, what are we talking about then? You're basically saying all chicken is the same except for a literal wing.
Sean. A chicken nugget is not a natural thing. It was already made by people to be size they wanted.
But
there's no size requirements.
But anytime size and texture changes, it's not the same thing.
That's not true at all. Pizza comes in 18 different sizes.
It's not the same.
But it's all
deep
pizza.
Because it's not. Deep dish is like a lasagna. I prefer it. It's not the same as New York style pizza.
It's not lasagna.
Cheesy bread on French bread is not pizza.
Wait, rewind this 20 seconds because I also take back what I said. Me thinking that they just surgically debone
yeah,
the wing. Yeah, that's
right.
Wrong.
So now you're on my side with Perloff.
No, But I'm still on Sean's side because the boneless wings are still the breast of the chicken. And the chicken nuggets are like different parts of just like ground, yeah, like chicken, ground chicken meat. Yeah,
okay, exactly. But I can make it. I could make a nugget with a chicken breast if I didn't. If I didn't want to cut costs.
But people don't. That's why it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. If you did that, it'd be called a boneless wing. It's not because it's literally not the wing.
Is a chicken finger a big chicken nugget to you?
No, it's a chicken finger. They're two different things.
Because they're just, they're bigger.
I think shape and texture matters.
So if I use the same process that I made a nugget to make a finger, so all I was doing is using more of the chicken gunk.
Correct.
Those are still not the same thing? No,
size and texture
okay,
matter.
Thank you, Boyle. Come on, keep walking towards me. You're almost there,
no, nuggets
Boyle. Come
versus
on.
Nuggets versus tender semantics. They're essentially the same thing. It's the same part of the chicken.
A wing
is pure. It's tender. It's breast. It's chicken boobies, and that's that.
If you have a boneless wing and it tastes like a chicken nugget to you, you're at the wrong place for boneless wings. That's all I will say.
I agree.
All right. It's chicken. It's breaded, and they throw sauce on it, and that makes them different.
Look, I'm lazy. That's a lazy take.
No, it's not.
That's a lazy take. All right. Whew, I'm really angry.
Good.
Also on Maggie and Perloff yesterday, Pat Boyle brings up something we've been meaning to bring up for 3 days. It's perhaps better that we waited for Pat Boyle to bring it up. Josh Hart of the Knicks had a viral tweet where he asked if anybody else drinks their significant other's breast milk. The show yesterday discussed.
Now I'm very intrigued.
Don't, Pat.
Pat, you're going to end up in handcuffs if you get really intrigued here. I don't like where this is going.
Handcuffs.
I don't want
I'm talking
to
about
know.
Down the line when
I don't want to know how you would acquire this considering you're not married and you don't have kids.
When I have kids.
Okay.
No. It's still weird, Pat.
Yeah, you're not going to want to do it when you have kids.
No, trust me, you're not.
Although Pat's a big time weirdo.
5 months ago, when I had a kid. I didn't even consider the idea. So
well, listen. You guys think it's weird that we're talking about drinking human breast milk. We drink cow's breast milk, which makes no sense. And that's why everyone I know is lactose intolerant.
But it's udder milk.
Yeah, but it's...
I guess it's the same.
No,
it's
but
from
it's...
From a cow's nips.
Yeah,
humans are not meant to be drinking that cow's milk. I'm a big believer in not dairy.
That's why I drink oat milk. I don't really drink regular milk anymore, unless it's cereal.
Listen to these two.
Yeah,
I'm still going to want to try it.
I want to get out of this conversation so fast.
All right. Oh, man, this clip is actually worse than I thought. Number one, Perloff, get off your high horse here, all right? Milk, we've discussed this. It's probably bad with pasta. When your kids are done with formula breast milk, there's like a year where you give them milk, okay? And everybody you know is lactose intolerant. Calm down. Also, Samter, you drink oat milk. I don't mind an oat milk or an almond milk. I'm not dunking my Oreo in oat milk. Relax, all right? It's we eat hamburger. Now we can't eat hamburgers because they come from a cow. That's a ridiculous take, number one. Number two, I also got the sense there was no denial from Perloff on trying breast milk. In fact, he says, you're not going to want to do that. I think Perloff might have tried, unless there was a clip where he admitted he never did.
I don't think he flat out admitted it, but he didn't deny it.
Well, I have a theory on this, but I'll let you two knuckleheads talk first, and then I'll swoop back in at the end.
All right. I am here to tell you I have, in fact, tried breast milk. Okay? I have.
From the source or from a bottle?
From a glass. There is a lot of pumping that went on in my house. Specifically baby number two. And it was not because I was trying to be cool, not because I was trying to be funny, but more, I've put enough gross things in my body. My kid is eating it to literally survive on life for a long period of time. How bad could it be? That was my theory. So old Uncle Sean, he opened up a pouch. He poured it in. He took a sip, and my immediate reaction was, ugh.
Take a sip of that.
It was almost like drinking Goldschlager's liquor. You know what I'm talking about? It has like the gold. It was like not thick milk. It was like bits of protein in a white substance. So then what did I do? The Nesquik went right in there, and I mixed it up, and I tried chocolate breast milk, thinking that would taste any better. No, it tastes like the worst chocolate milk in the world.
Billy has taken the headphones off.
I've tried breast milk. I have no problem admitting it. I didn't suckle at a body part to get it. I drank it out of a glass.
That's more what I'm talking about.
No, you don't want to do that.
Why?
I think that would ruin a breast for you.
I don't know about that.
All right. Bogues, any thoughts on this?
Yeah. So Perloff's a human being. He's a gentleman. He's an adult. He's mature. I'm assuming if he's tried it to, and what led to that statement of you don't want to do it, it was not because he put it in the glass and had Nesquik added to it. Like, he probably, what happened to me is I forgot what it was when it got on my hand making a bottle, and I just licked it like I would have licked off like regular milk. And you're like, oh, that's disgusting.
But he's put it like in a he's glass. A cat.
Okay. So you have tried it.
Accidentally, not on purpose.
And he didn't like it?
No.
I didn't like it either.
I don't think you're supposed to like it. It's not built for taste.
Ironically, I think that this is a lot like the boneless wing and chicken nugget debate in that what breast milk is not actually milk or milk in the form that we know milk. Milk is just, it's a white, sometimes thicker drink that you put down your mouth. There's nothing thick about it. There's like bits of protein in it.
So you know that the milk you drink from the supermarket is not just straight out of the cow, right?
I know, yes. Okay. It's pasteurized.
Right, and all that. As yes. a process.
Yes.
Okay. All right, just making sure.
But that's my point, though. But if you just grab breast milk that's not pasteurized and you go, this is milk, it's not. At its core, it is not the same thing that we know milk to be.
Right, because we're not drinking human boob milk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, goat's milk is different than cow's milk. Human milk's different from cow's milk. They're not the same thing.
Chocolone, you look like a baby. You ever had breast milk?
We've all had.
I was formula fed, so I didn't have my first roundabout breast milk till 34.
Still.
E-Man, you got very... E-Man's tall. Emmanuel's tall.
E-Man's been waiting to pipe in. I know he's got something good.
What does being tall have to do with it?
Did you hit a growth spurt because you maybe are having breast milk a little too late into life?
I mean...
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I don't understand why you wouldn't want the nectar right from the fountain.
It's kind of like having a regular glazed donut or then a Boston cream donut. I don't want any accidental explosions. Just give me. So Josh Hart, long story longer, if you want to be a Knick legend, I would advise anybody to try something for the first time and then move on if you're curious.
All right, fair enough.
And that's your sound check. Bogues looks disgusted.
I need to get to Saturday in a hurry.
Folks, looks like he's ready to have it.
I've had enough of you. Pete's had enough of you. It was a big text exchange yesterday. Get me to 10 a.m.
Privately without me?
Yeah. Had to be private, but not now. We've all had enough.
Manuel, what do we got?
What do we got? Shake up dinner time with HelloFresh with 40 weekly recipe options. There's always something new to try. Get 16 free meals plus free shipping with code SKATE16 at HelloFresh.com/SKATE16. It's kind of incredible how passive Nikola Jokic can be and still wind up with 27 points, 14 assists, and 10 rebounds in his finals debut.
That's the beauty of Nikola. You know, I mean, I learned a long time ago the defense tells you what to do, and Nikola never forces it. And so if they're going to give him that kind of attention, he had 10 assists at halftime, I believe. Well, he's going to just pick you apart. And now it's up to the other guys to step in and make shots.
That's Nuggets head coach Michael Malone. I believe he was one rebound shy of the triple-double ahead of the fourth quarter. So
yes,
almost
he was.
Had the triple-double in three quarters. So Michael Malone was on point about the stats there. And he watched his team pretty easily dispatch of the Heat 104-93 in game one.
You know, something else we didn't bring up? And I'm curious your guys' thoughts. Some people bellyaching about this. Did you guys have a big issue with one of the teams not wearing white?
No.
My bigger issue is I don't like those Nugget uniforms.
I agree. I felt this way about the Raptors, by the way. When the Raptors won the title, I think the biggest problem is the Raptors, for their uniform history, end up now immortalizing their championship in their ugliest or like the worst, most bland form of uniform.
Yes.
And I kind of feel like that's about to happen with the Nuggets here.
No, I don't even think it's the Nuggets uniforms. I think the Heat wear too dark of a red.
Perhaps, but
it doesn't mesh well with what I'm seeing.
Here's the problem. When the Jets and Bills played that famous Thursday night color rush game that everybody had a problem with,
yeah,
the colors themselves, if I remember correctly, whatever they were.
It was green and red, so colorblind people were seeing the same color.
Because of the way those colors operate. Last night, I made a point. I have two colorblind people that I know. Okay. Actually, I have a third that I didn't hit up. Two people that I know that I reached out to, I said, I just want to make sure I have this take right because I saw people tweeting about it. They said no issue with the blue and the red. There was no
issue.
It's
green and red.
Green and red is the problem. So that was not a colorblind thing. So to me, I need a team wearing white. I don't think I need that. I think it was fine.
Yeah.
But to Manuel's point, the dark red is a little eh.
Now, when you're talking about the history of the Nuggets, I mean, they used to be like the powder blue and gold. So this is, they've taken on a new kind of color scheme. So yeah. I like those jerseys, the Mile High ones.
I don't know. It's almost like they're actually, I bet you DA loves them. But
no, DA wants them to wear. In fact, he posted about this last night. He wants throwbacks. He wants the Skyline Denver logo they used to have.
Oh, ugly ones.
But to me, the best of their bunch now is they have navy ones that say Denver in yellow. And I'm just reading now. They're going to wear those in games 2 and 4.
Okay.
So the ones they wore last night are for 1 and 3.
Yeah, like the ones they wore last night are for Christmas Day. Like, you should not be wearing them in the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Right. Now, let's say I was watching a game not in my living room, but my kitchen, like way back behind the living room.
Okay.
I wouldn't tell who has the ball.
Emmanuel, I would not admit that on air if you're trying to get a Yankee job here. I mean, how are you going to judge a fly ball if you couldn't tell that from your kitchen?
Well, as we've heard on the show,
but the
fly ball judgment not required for Yankee broadcast.
Like a fly ball.
Fair.
And there are a lot of different ways to judge a fly ball, but like from my kitchen, the players look like, you know, amateurs.
I guess. I mean, I would argue get a bigger TV or a kitchen closer.
Or
put a TV in your kitchen.
Or see your eye doctor.
Yeah.
Because I thought my TV sucked. Turns out I needed glasses.
Yeah.
Now my TV's beautiful.
Well, he does have glasses.
I do have glasses.
Yeah. You might need more, bigger, thicker.
I'm
upgrading the prescription every year.
There you go.
Got to judge those fly balls.
I don't think Emmanuel's making baseball till he's 50 here at this point. I am very nervous about his future.
Well, we got to downgrade the timeline.
Did a total 180.
I did.
Because he has a kitchen TV that's too small?
Just based on my TV, we're going from within 10 years to 50 years.
But Emmanuel couldn't tell who had the ball for 2 minutes while he heated up a Hot Pocket. That was the big issue last night.
I was just listening. That's the benefit of having the call on your TV.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. All right. Well, 5 and double figures for Denver. Jamal Murray, 26 points, 10 assists in his finals debut.
Well, that's just the way he plays the game. If the teams are all in, I mean, that's just how you play basketball. If everybody else is scoring, then there's no need to force it. You know, he's a great passer, great at facilitating. They're digging, they're doubling, they're trying not to let him score. So he's just playing the game, and other guys are playing well. That's just the way he plays, you know. Just let the game kind of come to him.
That, of course, on Jokic's passiveness early on. Bam Adebayo with 26 and 13 for Miami in the loss. Jimmy Butler only 13, and he took note of the Heat only taking 2 free throws in the game, fewest ever in an NBA playoff game. What needs to go differently?
Putting pressure on the rim, getting layups, getting to the free throw line. You know, when you look at it during the game, they all look like the right shots, and I'm not saying that we can't as a team make those, but got to get more layups. Got to get more free throws.
A couple of other NBA notes. Celtics president Brad Stevens called Joe Mazzulla, quote, a terrific leader, and said he'll stay on as head coach next year. So Mazzulla will be back.
A leader. I don't think he's good at that.
And says he learns, he grows, he's accountable. So he likes all of those things. Commissioner Adam Silver waiting until after the finals to release the additional findings from the investigation into Grizzly superstar Ja Morant. Baseball, Red Sox 6 runs in the bottom of the 8th, beat the Reds 8-2. Chris Sale out after 3 2/3 with a left shoulder soreness. The Astros top the Angels 5-2. Alex Bregman, the go-ahead hit, hitting .339, 13 RBIs in his last 15 games. Angels manager Phil Nevin was ejected in this game, arguing an egregious 3-2 pitch. A strike 3 on Taylor Ward with the bases loaded, down by 2 in the 6th inning. And have you guys seen Ben Joyce pitch?
Yes. I was pitching college, too.
Yeah, so he's a rookie reliever. It just got promoted from Double-A, and he went viral last May throwing a 106-mile-an-hour pitch at Tennessee.
Yes. So this was the kid that went wild last year. And
right.
And look, I know it's not the same velocity, but his trajectory is similar to K-Rod. Remember when K-Rod came up, how big a deal that was?
Right. Yeah.
Am I too old for you guys? Nobody remember K-Rod?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. What are you talking about?
Had that, like, 60-save season?
Calm down, Pat. Yes, yes.
And you guys remember K-Rod?
Well, because I said it. Everybody's like,
wasn't that like a profound
compliment?
Did it resonate?
Yes,
from your genius?
All I know is when I look around and I make a take, and Billy's the only one nodding his head, I think I got an issue here. I mean, geez. Thank you,
Billy. He's not even listening. We actually heard it.
Billy just had an even better reaction. Just points at me.
But
he doesn't even have headphones.
I think I'm declaring this. I don't want beat back. What do you got?
You talk trajectory, though. Joyce started Double-A this year and then stayed in Double-A, then got promoted directly to the big leagues. And last night in the 7th inning, Altuve, Yordan Alvarez had no chance. It was like 103 directly by them. So Ben Joyce is something for the Angels.
You think Angel fans are rejoicing?
I was told not to react to that.
Thank you.
Twins rallied for three, bottom of the eighth to tie it, then walked off the Guardians 7-6. Willie Castro, a sacrifice fly to win it. The top prospect in baseball, Jordan Walker, is set to rejoin the Cardinals today. He had a month at AAA Louisville, reworking his swing. He actually had a 12-game hit streak to start his career at 20 years old.
Wow.
But he was demoted in late April because the Cardinals wanted him to work on his launch angle. He was grounding out too much. So they said, go down to AAA, spend a month there, now you're back up. College football note, the SEC won't be moving to a 9-game conference schedule. It'll be moving ahead with divisions, though, in 2024 when Texas and Oklahoma join the league. There'll be a temporary 8-game conference schedule.
It's the right way to do it.
Wait, they're moving away from divisions?
Away from divisions.
It's the right
in 2024.
Way to do it. Yeah, that's ridiculous because...
I don't think it's ridiculous.
Well, most of the time we get a good SEC championship, but there's a couple years where, I mean, you could go, if Alabama coughs up a couple games and then you get a team that isn't good enough and then they just get pounded by, like, Georgia.
Yeah, I agree. But now you could get, like, in theory.
Like LSU this past year.
Right. LSU-Bama, though, could be an SEC if Georgia falls off.
I think this fixes what you're bothered by.
Florida could, in theory, play Georgia when Saban retires in an SEC championship game.
Yes. Yeah, no, this is how it should be.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's time to be stunned to a news.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
All right, so a government official in India has been suspended from his job after he ordered a water reservoir to be completely drained out so he could retrieve his smartphone. So he had dropped it in the reservoir, taking a selfie, and he wanted the entire thing drained out to retrieve the phone. Now, he first asked local divers to jump into the reservoir to find the phone and said it had sensitive government data on it, so that's why he's going to these measures, right? But after those efforts failed, he asked for the reservoir to be emptied using diesel pumps. So the next 3 days, more than 2 million liters of water, 2 million, were pumped out of this reservoir, and that's enough to irrigate like 1,500 acres of land in India. And we know they have hot summers, so you're costing the citizens of India here. The smartphone was eventually retrieved, but it wouldn't even boot back up.
Yeah,
so the divers, the diesel pumps,
put it in rice.
None of this worked, and the smartphone was dead. And the government official is now suspended from his job.
He should be suspicious. Ridiculous. Go get a new phone. I look at this as a blessing. All right, whatever. I've lost. Like, what was so important? Pictures he had to have on there? He's taking stupid selfies around there?
World secrets.
Back it up to the cloud.
Yeah.
Government data.
I mean, I'm going to be due for a new phone here for sure. I can only charge it on a certain angle. But, like, if I lose something, I lose something in there. Like, if I lose Pat Boyle's number, I lose Pat Boyle's number.
My theory, he's a corrupt government official. He has something there where he was just a little worried if somebody else finds this, my career's done anyway. But now his career's done. Mm. So he got what he worried about.
This is how you're going to You're going to grab his phone, see what's on there? So this dude apparently sat there, like, on the shore of the reservoir underneath an umbrella and watch the water get dumped out.
So that, I think,
it sounds like like with the Sopranos guys sitting at the no-show job in the parking lot while construction's happening.
Got four no-shows, five no-works.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, honestly, you got to be a real loser to care about your phone that much.
You got no pun for this one?
Was he a reservoir dog?
I put you on the spot.
Tough to find a pun for reservoir.
Yeah. Hurting the planet.
He's really draining the swamp.
All right. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
All right, that's something.
Now they're draining the swamp of him. They're getting him out of there.
That's true.
Yeah. Emmanuel, leave the puns to me.
Stick to play-by-play.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Billy, let's flex on him with some Target Demo Friday.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target Demo are up to.
All right. Dan from Mechanicsburg caught the first hour on 96.5 in Harrisburg. The rest on Amazon later. Going to make some sloppy Joe mac and cheese, coleslaw, and cornbread and enjoy this beautiful weather. Hashtag Target Demo Friday. Hashtag Miraz is who we thought he was.
Booski.
Sloppy Joe mac and cheese.
I like it.
That should be a football food of the week.
Maybe. Well, Dan will be changing out 6 different football jerseys in 2 weeks, so I'm sure I could ask him the recipe.
Well, or hold on. What if Dan was to bring that and we serve it at Bob's Bar? Is that asking a lot?
Hold on. You guys didn't trust me bringing Del Bisque DeVoe 1 hour into the city. We're going to trust Dan from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Moving on, our good friend Rob in the 321. Greetings, gentlemen, and Sean. Listening to on the CBS Sports app, working tomorrow and running a beer run 5K Saturday evening. Care for a jog, anyone? I have a beer, and I won't be at Bob's Bar this year. Wink emoji.
Matters of fact.
Target Demo Friday.
Matters of fact.
All right. Yeah. Rob also, by the way, who wanted to make Bob's Bar about him and have us run a whole bit that he was banned just so he couldn't come. Let's remind us, everybody, that that's who Rob is. Carlos with a K tweets, and who works here, by the way?
Yeah, I
being
saw this
a
one.
Good company man and listening on the free Odyssey app, grilling up some freedom this weekend as I'm performing my military service while trashing Miraz and Bogish. I am not being passive aggressive.
What the hell did you just say to me?
Oh, boy.
So he's just being aggressive.
Yeah, nothing passive about it.
Okay. All right.
What the hell did you just say to me?
Exactly, Billy. Exactly.
Tubular meat. I'm so happy to say that, tweets. Listening at work in Elkhart, Indiana. Soon I'll be lighting the fire on my smoker to feed everyone at my daughter Camilla's graduation party tomorrow. Congrats, Millie. Hashtag proud girl dad.
That's awesome.
Don't be ridiculous.
The irony of that Jerry Jones drop off of that tweet. Amazon John tweets in, morning fellas, listening on the Odyssey app at work, going to a daddy-daughter dance with my 6-year-old tonight, travel baseball on Saturday with the 8-year-old, and thanking God the Orioles are finally winning some damn games. Hashtag Target Demo Friday, hashtag Bob's Bar, have fun with your tweaking.
Skipper Tim Page, delivering beer in Eugene, Oregon, listening on the Odyssey app. Proud of my dad, who was awarded a lifetime achievement from the Boy Scouts, and I was able to give it to him last night.
Jeez.
It's a great picture, great memory, but I got to be ignorant, man, and not understand things, Tim, and hopefully not disrespectful. I don't know what uniform you're wearing. It's navy blue with a white hat. Is that like a sailor, like a navy uniform, or a Boy Scout one I've never seen before? But either way, congrats to you and your dad. That's awesome.
So, I don't even know if I should touch this on my list.
I wouldn't.
A lifetime achievement award in the Boy Scouts.
Oof. I think that's great. I think that if you have a lifetime commitment to an organization, and imagine how many young men have gone through that program, and you can do some amazing things if you all the way to Eagle Scout.
I'll
that's cool,
this,
man.
He comes over for s'mores. He better not be using a Duraflame. He better figure out how to light that fire if you've got a lifetime achievement award from the Boy Scouts.
And he should be making the marshmallows from scratch,
no
too,
doubt.
Right? Growing his own cocoa beans?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think I'd find better things to do with my lifetime.
Nice and cute, as always.
When are you going to start?
Backwards, I have. Backwards Brian tweets, and listening on the Odyssey app from North Carolina, going to stay up late eating chicken nuggets, watching my Orioles on the West Coast. Kevin was wrong, even though Duncan, never mind. Great week of shows. Hashtag pork butt. Hashtag take a sip of that. Hashtag target demo Friday.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Brett and Boise's listening on the Odyssey app, smoking a rack of ribs tomorrow for my cheat day. Hashtag long live Pop-Tarts. Hashtag have fun with your diet.
Kevin tweets in, listening from, okay, this is going to be a tough one, Ponchatoula.
No.
Ponchatoula?
No.
Ponchatoula?
No.
Ponch a de Leona? Ponch a Tula.
I don't have this one. Who wrote this?
Kevin Tim Guidry, at underscore midnight. Listening from Ponchatoula.
Oh,
Louisiana's LA?
It's in Louisiana. You might be, that last one might have been correct, but also that there are pronunciations that I don't understand in Louisiana, so that could mean Punxsutawney. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Listening from Ponchatoula, Louisiana on the CBS Sports Radio app because Cap deserves his days to burn because he is indispensable. A whole week of not having to see Mraz eat anything. Hashtag Target Demo Friday. Hashtag Twitch Mob. Hashtag Zap Zap.
Booskies.
Dr. Phil Keto listening on the Odyssey app while vacationing on the beach in the Florida Panhandle. Nikola Jokic looked like Arvydas Sabonis last night. Agreed.
Okay. And Tommy Topspin tweets him, happy Target Demo Friday. Listening on Odyssey, this week of shows has been great. Looking forward to a weekend full of golf. Rain, stay away. Can't wait for the first Amendo versus Bilotti baby race. Hashtag the streets aren't for babies.
I call you Damon. Most people call you DA.
And that's your Target Demo Friday, unless you have one more.
I do. The okay. Butler did it. DA, please hurry back. They spent us 20 minutes arguing whether a boneless wing and a nugget are the same thing, which they are, and now they're ranting about donuts. Hashtag sports not food show.
I mean, lower the music real quick. Do they not listen to the show regularly? Honestly, we did top of the hour sports. We gave you two sports guests. The updates were jam-packed with more baseball news than you ever get on a DA show.
You got scores.
Guys, are you new to the show? Like, do you think DA would not have done the Nuggets thing if that was in soundcheck today? Do you think he would have just glossed it over and gone on?
It's just incessant whining, bitching, and moaning, and loserdom. Oh, DA, come back. I don't want to hear Sean and Bogus. Oh, wah.
I couldn't say it better, Boyle. You're absolutely right. You're 1,000% right. And the donut controversy? Have you listened to the DA show again ever? Like, that is right up the DA show alley of things that have gone on here nonsensical. So, it's amazing.
Yeah,
DA's out and everybody acts like suddenly what, we come here and what, we sit here and we interview Adam Silver for 4 hours every day?
And if you're scoring from home, phone call count. 2 on trying breast milk. 0 on nuggets.
100%. 100%. All right, what do we got for the epic fail, Boyle?
Our friend Rod in Alabama drinking it right from the source.
That's right. One of those callers, it's your epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Rod is in Alabama on CBS Sports Radio. Rod, what's going on?
All right, guys. So, married, got 3 kids, wife breastfed all 3.
Okay.
All right.
Roll time.
War Eagle.
Oh. Uh-oh. Whoa. Okay.
Ooh. So, have drink from the source. And it's as sweet as milk as you'll ever have.
You suck the meat right off the bone.
So it's like getting a draft beer. You don't want to have it out of the can. You want to have it right
That's
out of
right.
that frosty
That's right.
cap.
I wasn't looking at either set of cheeks.
It's a physically intense situation for both parties, especially my wife got to where she really liked it that way.
She likes it, what, with you drinking it from the source?
Yes.
Oh, when, like, she needs to relieve... You know, when she's backed up?
Yeah.
So and rather than pump, she says, bring your lips over here, honey?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. And you're just a willing participant.
Oh,
take
hell
them off
yeah.
that team. Now that's all dried up, right? The well's dried. You're back to...
Yep. That part's over.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Rod.
That is what it is.
All right. Well, good for you. I hope your relationship continues to be strong, all right?
Yeah, 25 years.
25? So you're talking about you haven't had a sip of this probably, what, 19 years?
Or longer.
Wow. Wow. Well.
Never too late for a fourth.
I see.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Well done. That was a good fail. Our fails were good this week, boys. Wall did a couple really funny fails yesterday, or in the day before, and Patty Boyle knocked out of the park. Ostrich Eyes, one more, tweets in. Listening in Arkansas on CBS Sports Radio app. Can't make it to Bob's because of Father's Day, but I wish I could see my sports heroes, you guys. Well, apparently we don't do enough sports. Serious FOMO here. There's a 2% chance they just show up, though. Hashtag Target Demo Friday. And Skipper Tim did want to say it's a Sea Scout uniform. And the Lifetime Achievement Award is for his service to the Boy Scouts as an adult leader. Okay, that's nice.
I don't know what a Sea Scout is, but I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Sea Scout Run. Scout Sea
Run. The last
run.
Book Sean read.
Yes.
And maybe the only one.
So here we go. We're off to the weekend, Bogues.
And one more show of Paternity Leave Part 1.
Part 1. Part 2 comes your way in about 2 weeks. So,
Sit tight.
As DA said this week, a lot of us this summer. A lot of us. All right, thanks to Billy Jacalone on the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Patty Boyle, your executive producer. Thanks to engineering for fixing the problem ahead of D-Cell coming in.
They didn't fix anything.
Thanks to Kevin Wool for wandering around while he did sports minutes. Thanks to Emmanuel Barbari on your updates, Bogues. Take care, buddy. Have a good weekend.
I love you, Sean.
All right, we'll be back Monday. The Mothership disconnects.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.